This is the Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 WFRCLP, the home of Fort Recovery Athletics. From the first serve to the final buzzer, from the crack of the bat to the roar of the crowd, we've got every play covered. Today's broadcast is made possible by the support of our community-minded underwriters, the local businesses who stand behind our athletes and this station. You're listening to Fort Recovery's Hometown Voice, 107.3 The Tribe. Let's play and go Tribe!
Welcome to Greenville, Sader Park, and Indians are playing in a drizzle, but we have AstroTurf. So the infield is in great shape because that's AstroTurf, isn't it, Mike? So Mike is the PA announcer here. He's also one of Benson Barnett's basketball buddies. So for the most part today, it's going to be Benson and Mike doing the things here. So Mike McMahon and Benson Barnett will be doing stuff. I'll be trying to keep the score stuff straight. But if we don't, it's a scrimmage, and it's not terribly critical. So let's see here. Oh, there's my stuff. What we have coming up is next Wednesday, probably no games in between graduation parties and Memorial Day. So the next game will almost for sure be next Wednesday. It will be at home, and it'll be our first tournament game, but it will be the district semifinal game. That'll be at 5 o'clock, and we'll be playing Triad. They beat Houston, I believe, 3-1 last night. And so the Indians will be taking on Triad. They were 3-12, I believe, when the drawing was done. So beat Houston, which was 6-19. So on paper, that's going to be an easy one. But if you've watched us play, you know we can kind of mess stuff up. So, Mike, can I ask you a couple of questions? So Greenville, they've been playing pretty well, haven't they?
Yeah, I've been to most of the home games. It's been fun to watch the new field and stuff.
Yeah,
they've been doing pretty well. They won their first tournament game yesterday against Carroll.
Yeah,
and that was a fun one to watch with a walk off to win
3-1. Is that right?
Yeah, I think that's correct.
Yep, and so that would I think put them at 12-16, I believe. A lot of games in. So because of this AstroTurf or this turf field, artificial. Field, and that is also not dirt, is it? That's also turf.
Yep.
So that's that. And man, is it ever beautiful? Walked out here and I saw the brown. I'm going, well, that's all wet. Figured it was dirt, but it's beautiful, and it is turf. And I don't see puddles anywhere. I'm going to say it was done 100% really well. I believe you said it was last week or last year when they put the turf in, Mike?
Yeah, they made it this year. It was new to this season, so yep, all the games this year have been played on the turf.
That has to help a lot. So let's see here. Going to grab a couple things here, talk about some other stuff. So that's next Wednesday we would play against Triad at home at 5 o'clock, and then Friday. If we win on Wednesday, we'll play the next Friday, a week from today, and that would be against Cincinnati Country Day. They're a number 3 seed at 6-17, or St. Bernard Elmwood Place, a number 2 seed at 9-2. And that would be it's scheduled for 5 o'clock, but at a location to be determined, and that also means the time could change too. But so we'll see how all that goes. But Mike, are we going to be doing the introductions, or are we just going to go start playing?
I think we're just going to do the national anthem and then play ball. So.
All righty. So let's take a little break, and we'll come back with the start of the game here. We'll be back in just a little bit.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Miracle Lanes in Fort Recovery, offering bowling, family fun, and a place for the community to gather. Hey, Harry Carey, tell us more.
Hey, they've got lanes for parties and celebrations and open bowling on the weekend. In the kitchen, it's wings, pizzas, sandwiches, wraps, and subs. Plus a pizza wing and salad bar buffet every Friday at lunch. For more information, the number's 419-375-4274.
We thank Miracle Lanes and Fort Recovery for their support of the Tribe 107.3. Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Cooper Farms, family-owned and operated since 1938. With locations in Mercer, Dark, Van Wert, and Paulding counties, Cooper Farms produces a wide variety of turkey, ham, and chicken products, along with table eggs and liquid eggs distributed across North America. They're also proud to give back through community initiatives right here in Northwest Ohio. Learn more at cooperfarms.com. Thanks to Cooper Farms for supporting local athletics and the Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 is supported by Hull Brothers Case IH, serving farmers and families for more than 125 years. Located in Fort Recovery, Hull Brothers offers new and used tractors from Case IH and Kubota, plus parts and service to keep your equipment running strong. They also carry mowers and outdoor gear from Grasshopper, Cub Cadet, and Toro. Learn more at hullbros.com or call 419-375-2827. Thanks to Hull Brothers for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and today's broadcast on the Tribe.
Hey. Support for the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LPFM comes from Gruby Auctioneering.
Licensed and bonded in both Ohio and Indiana, Adrian Gruby conducts farm, real estate, coins, and collectible auctions, live, online, and simulcast. He's also a licensed real estate agent with Lakeshore Realtors, helping guide clients through each step of buying or selling a home. More information is available at grubyauctioneering.hybid.com or by calling 419-305-9202.
We thank Gruby Auctioneering for supporting the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LPFM.
Tonight's coverage of the Hometown Huddle is supported by Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery. Open Tuesday through Saturday, they serve breakfast, lunch, and dinner with homemade soups and pies on the weekday lunch menu. On weekends, enjoy steak and chicken dinners, and catering is also available. For more information, call 419-375-4888. Thanks to Brick Street Tavern for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and the Tribe 107.3.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 is provided by Reasoner Energy Products in Coldwater, installing and servicing products from Train HVAC, Generac Generators, and Mitsubishi Electric Ductless Systems. Reasoner Energy Products is proud to support community growth through quality service and local commitment. Learn more by visiting their location at 445 Hardin Street in Coldwater or online at ReasonerEnergyProducts.com. Their phone number is 419-678-4858.
We thank Reasoner Energy Products for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 is provided in part by Wabash Communications. Serving West Central Ohio and Eastern Indiana, Wabash provides internet, phone, and TV services along with technology solutions for local businesses. Local support is available 24/7 for homes and businesses. Learn more at wabash.com or call 419-942-1111. Thanks to Wabash Communications for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and today's broadcast on the Tribe 107.3.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Fort Recovery Insurance Agency Incorporated.
As an independent agency, Fort Recovery Insurance works with providers like Buckeye State Mutual, Nationwide, Progressive, Indiana Farmers, Donegal, Ohio Mutual, Acuity, Safeco, and Hagerty, offering insurance options for vehicles, homes, farms, life, and health.
We thank Fort Recovery Insurance Agency for supporting the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LP.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Gilbert Station Bar and Grill in Burkittsville.
They offer a relaxed place to gather with wings, spank burgers, and certified Angus beef steaks on the menu. It's a family-friendly restaurant and sports bar where people from around the area stop in for a meal or meet up with friends. More information and their full menu are available on their Facebook page.
That's Gilbert Station Bar and Grill in Burkittsville. Proud supporters of the Tribe 107.3.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Kalp Pharmacy.
Kalp Pharmacy is a full-service provider of pharmacy and durable medical equipment services, serving communities in Western Ohio and Eastern Indiana. They hold the gold seal of approval for home care from the Joint Commission, reflecting compliance with recognized standards of care. Learn more at kalppharmacy.com. The phone number for pharmacy services is 800-686-2314. The phone number for durable medical equipment is 419-375-7007.
We thank Kalp Pharmacy for supporting the Tribe 107.3 WFRC-LP.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Fort Site Fuel in Fort Recovery. Right on the corner of Fort Site Street and State Route 49, Fort Site Fuel is your local stop for top-tier gasoline and ultra-low sulfur diesel. It's self-serve, open 24/7, and their pumps take all the major credit cards. Easy and convenient, day or night.
We thank Fort Site Fuel for their support of the Tribe 107.3.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 is brought to you in part by Fowler Mechanical in Fort Recovery. With more than 20 years of experience, they provide heating, air conditioning, and plumbing services throughout the area. You can reach them at 419-375-2410 or learn more at FowlerMechanical.com. Thanks to Fowler Mechanical for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and today's sports coverage on the Tribe 107.3.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery. K&L Tractor Sales is located on State Route 49 South and carries a variety of new and used farm equipment, including tractors, skid steers, hay tools, tillage and harvesting equipment. You'll find brands like Ferris, Kloss, Great Plains, Salford BVI, Artsway, New Holland, and more. They offer parts and service to keep farm and rural equipment running smoothly. You can learn more at kltractorsales.com.
Thank you to K&L Tractor Sales for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe, 107.3, is supported by The Tin Cupboard at 105 South Wayne Street in Fort Recovery. The Tin Cupboard is a local coffee shop and deli offering soups, sandwiches, salads, and wraps, plus homemade pies and hand-dipped ice cream. They also feature weekly take-and-bake meals and a full line of catering services for events and party trays. For details, call 419-375-3034 or visit their social media. Thanks to the Tin Cupboard for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and today's broadcast on the Tribe 107.3.
Tonight. Welcome back to Greenville. We are playing on turf tonight in a drizzle, and you can't see any water on the field. This is a little better situation than we're anticipating on the way down here. A dirt field, regular grass would not have worked very well. Still might be. I'm going to say when they redid everything, they probably redid some probably where there were some low spots on the outfield, but we're going to play a little baseball. Technically, it's a scrimmage game, but it's going to be played as a game. Can't count on the win-loss record, so look for teams to get as much. I think each team, I'm guessing, will probably have a couple of different guys pitch just so they can get some action in between last Wednesday, or since 2 days ago, and next Wednesday. So we'll just see how that goes. So I'm going to have Benson be doing most of the play-by-play, and going to try to keep you informed here. So looks like for the Indians, going to start off with our regular stuff. It's going to be Reese Wendell, of course, and he'll be followed by Colson Post. I got to do a little checking here after that, but I'm pretty sure it's just the regular ones. Yeah, then it'll be Luke Fortkamp and Alex Garkey, then Brody, then Grant Fortkamp and Caden Homan, Hayden Seifring, and Reese Lefevre. And I believe Grant Fortkamp is DHing for Anthony Reisner out in right field. So That's how it's going to go for the Indians. On the mound is going to be Michael Fox, Jr. Looks like a pretty big, strong guy. And so we'll see how we do against him. He's a left-hander. And somewhere along the line, we will be facing a good left-hander if we get far enough in the tournament. So looks like they've got their warm-up pre-stuff ready to go. Reese Wendell's heading for the batter's box. The first base dugout is way down there, probably 10 feet past third base is where it starts. So Reese Wendell stepping in to start it off. I'll let you go ahead.
All right. Is that on?
Yep.
All right.
Umpire, they brought him a rag out.
He's going to need that.
Yes, he is. That plate's already wet. But it's not going to be getting mud on it. Doesn't need a brush today.
Yeah. First pitch is high for a ball.
Scoreboard man isn't here yet, so it's not a scheduled game, so he might not be. Another mighty swing there, wasn't it?
Yeah.
If you've seen Reese swing, you've seen that exact swing a bunch of times this year.
Oh, missed it again.
Fooled him on a curveball.
1-2.
Yep. Swing and a miss, and
foul ball. Dropped it.
Ooh, yep.
He's going to get another chance.
Catcher says he caught it and dropped it when he pulled the ball out of his glove.
What happened there? He called him out.
Yep, he did, and I think that's what happened. The catcher did catch the foul tip, and he dropped it as he's throwing it back to the pitcher, or probably going to throw it around the horn.
They had to get the field umpire involved there.
Yep. And so I think that's exactly what happened. So one up, one down.
Colson Post stepping up to the plate, batting left-handed against a left-handed pitcher. Comes first pitch. Ball in the dirt.
That's not dirt.
That's turf. My fault.
I couldn't help it.
I had a feeling you were going to say something.
Yeah, of course.
Foul ball towards us.
Yep.
Net saved us.
Have to check my lineup thing again. Yeah, Luke Fortkamp on deck and then Alex.
Popped up. Looks like the shortstop's calling for it, and he's going to get it. Two down. Luke Fortkamp's coming to the plate.
Batting next for the Indians, number 77, Fortkamp.
Luke's going to get a hold of one here.
Yep, time to get a two-out rally going.
Yep.
Done that a bunch.
Yep.
And Luke's started a couple of them.
Comes first pitch. Swing and a miss.
Yep, that one fooled him.
Yeah. Foul ball towards his dugout. He almost got his coach.
That's a shot, wasn't it? I think a couple of those guys in the dugout jumped even though they had that fence between them.
Ball low.
Is that one ball, two strikes?
One ball, two strikes, I believe.
Kind of lost track there for a minute.
Yeah.
Oh, Luke's going to be pitching today.
Comes a pitch. It's hit hard. I can't. Oh, it got past him.
Yep, went to first base side, and we can't see that particular part of the field. But I saw the second baseman coming over, but I'm going to say that was – we're going to give that him a base hit. And
number 44,
we will go to Alex Garkey. He'll be playing third base today.
Luke's going to start our rally. Now Alex is going to get on base here one way or another. First pitch, strike.
Yep. Nice pitch.
Yep. Painted the inside.
I think he thought that was going to curve away, and it did not.
That was a ball in the dirt. I think Luke's going to stay at first.
Yep. Yeah, it didn't get very far away. And one of our base stealers might have been thinking about going with that, but they'd probably got thrown out.
Foul ball towards the dugout, our dugout.
Yep. Took a hop and at least went away from it, but another hard shot down that third baseline foul. I think it's a ball and two strikes. Is that where we are, maybe?
Sounds about right.
Two outs.
Rip down the left field line.
Again, wow. That when it went over third base, it was about 3 feet foul and maybe 2 feet foul, ended up about 15 feet foul. It hooked.
Comes a pitch. Ball low.
Gets away from the catcher but keeps it in front of him, so nobody's going anywhere.
Ball inside.
See if the umpire will show us what the count is. I believe it's 2-2. But nope. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Looks like it's
full count. And foul ball. He keeps hitting it. Same spot over there.
about a 6 foot wide spot where, right just to the left of third base where he's hit three. So he needs to just. Wait one more little split second, and he'll put one right down that third baseline.
Going to be full count again. Comes the pitch. Ball low.
One's low. There's that two-out rally.
Yep. Got Luke on second, Garkey on first, and Brody coming up the bat.
Stay hot, Brody.
Indians, number 55, Hart.
Comes the first pitch. Strike. Called strike. Second pitch, curveball, called a strike, 0-2. Going to have to protect here.
Yep. He's been pretty good at that.
Yep.
He'll battle.
And there.
Shortstop
dropped it, got past him.
Went through his glove. I thought he had it in his glove, but I think Luke was running past him just as the ball was coming, and I think he lost sight of it just a little bit.
Probably scared him. Because I wouldn't want to get hit by Luke.
No. So that loads the bases. Here comes Grant Fortkamp, lefty against lefty. Caden Homan on deck.
Caden
Bases loaded. Two outs. Comes first pitch. It's called strike. The umpire dropped his towel. It's probably soaked tonight.
Yeah, probably is. But maybe you can wipe the mud off of the plate. Well, it won't be many mud, but foul down.
Even the lefty's going for that.
down the third baseline. Yep. Actually, deep left field, actually, but halfway to the fence and just barely stays in play. No chance for the left fielder to get anywhere near it.
Who they have and chase all those balls? They're keeping him busy.
Right now, it looks like it's Coach Homan.
Oh, yeah. Making him useful. Oh, was that fair?
He called it fair.
We're going to get a run in, and we're going to get another run in.
Yep. So
Garkey and Fort Camp are going to score.
Yep. And Brody slid into third. I'm pretty sure he knew he didn't need to, but this was a good opportunity to try out sliding on the turf. I think that's why he did that. So Indians with two runs in. So that two out rally. There we go. And Caden Homan's a batter now.
Caden's going to get a hold of one here.
That'd be okay. He's been struggling a little bit.
He's due.
At the plate. Yes, he definitely is.
Ball in the dirt and the turf. Sorry, yeah. Neil.
You can call it the dirt. That's where it is every game but one so far this year. So
Greenville's got playbooks on their wrists, it looks like. Yep. Oh, he ripped it right up the middle.
Right up the middle. Nice.
And we're going to score Brody.
Strolls in. Makes it 3-0. Big two-out rally.
Runners on first and second.
The middle and the bottom of the lineup are really coming through for the Indians. Yep. So Reese Wendell struck out. Swinging his first man, and Colson popped up to the shortstop. And we have single, walk, single, single, single. Since then, three runs in.
Hayden Seifring's batting now. First pitch, ball high.
Michael Fox, the pitcher for Green Wave.
Foul ball.
Yep.
Straight back. Comes the pitch.
Shortstop.
Right to the shortstop. And he got him. Threw him out at first.
Yep. So that ends the inning, but that was a pretty good inning for the Indians to come up with three runs on four hits and a walk. So after half an inning, it's Indians 3, Green Wave coming to bat.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 is brought to you in part by BU Floral and Apparel in downtown Fort Recovery. From birthdays and weddings to graduations and anniversaries, they have flowers for every occasion. They also create custom school gear with screen printing, embroidery, and designs to show your hometown pride. Thanks to BU Floral and Apparel for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and today's broadcast on the Tribe 107.3. Let's go, Indians!
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Strolls Appliance and Electronics, located at 1513 North Meridian Street in Portland, Indiana.
Strolls are a local dealer for GE and Hot Point Appliances and also carries Radio Shack Electronics. They've been serving the community with appliance service and support for 85 years. More information is available at Stroll Appliance or by calling 260-726-7136.
We thank Strolls Appliance and Electronics in Portland for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe, 107.3 WFRCLP, is supported by Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage of Fort Recovery. For more than 25 years, they've served the area with waterway installation, building pads, demolition, septic system installation, and dirt and gravel hauling. You can reach Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage at 419-852-6655. We thank Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage for backing Fort Recovery Athletics and supporting Community Radio on the Tribe.
Welcome back to Greenville, Sader Street Field, and looks like some heavier raindrops on the window. We're facing north.
Leading off for your should Greenville be pretty Green good. Wave, so, number three, Chili Jasinski.
Chili.
Your buddy, Chili. Played basketball with him, right?
No, not with Chili. Oh. That's one of Michael's friends. That's how I know Chili.
Oh. Michael has friends?
Somehow.
Sorry, Michael. That wasn't nice. Michael's the PA announcer here and plays ball with Benson, so we're giving him a little grief, just like we do with Benson Jasinski. Plate.
First pitch comes in, ball outside. Fort Camp's on the mound. That one's called strike.
Yeah, with Fort Camp on the mound, that moves things a little bit. Caden Homan goes over to first, and Garkey plays third.
Rip the Reese Lefevre at second base, and he's going to get him out pretty easily.
Yep, nice play.
Ground ball.
Batting next for the Wave, number 30, Isaac Kerr.
Where's Isaac Kerr stepping up to the plate. Yep. Looks like he's a junior. He's the catcher for the Green Wave. Curveball comes in, called strike. Comes the pitch. That ball's ripped pretty good out to center. It's going to drop right in front of Reese Wendell.
Yep. Had to let that one drop.
Yep.
Good. He had zero chance of catching that line drive. It's straight over second base and one out single.
Number nine, Gibson Stayer.
Batting next for the Wave, number nine, Gibson
Left fielder, I believe.
Stayer.
I probably told you wrong. Stayer. Left fielder.
Here comes first pitch. It's going to be ball low outside.
So Indians leading 3-0, but Green Wave, bottom of the first, has a runner at first.
Too bad we can't see him from here.
Yep. So that one was a called strike down a knees.
Comes a pitch. Ball outside.
Yeah, I'd love to see him because I'm Brody will throw him out if he gets a chance.
Yep, and we won't be able to see it.
Yep, this, just the result.
Yeah. Comes the pitch. Ball in the dirt.
Brody blocks that one pretty well.
Brody does a pretty good job back there.
Yes, he does.
Being a wall.
Now, he does have some trouble with Dylan Klinke's curveball because it, when it's not exactly right, it hits the dirt right around the plate, and you never know which way it's going to spin. Ripped first down the first baseline, fair. And Kerg is heading for third. That puts runners on the corners with only one out.
Anthony got it in pretty quick. That ball was ripped.
Batting next to the Wave, number 34, Michael Fox.
Michael Fox stepping up to the plate. Where did he play at?
Pitcher.
He's their pitcher. Pretty big boy.
Yes. So runners on the corners, one out, and Brody's going to go out and talk to Luke. More like what I'm thinking is what they talk about sometimes is Brody will do some sort of signal with his hand or his glove, and that signals the pitcher to maybe throw to first or throw to third.
Pick off.
Yeah, try to for a pick off. So he's going to be batting left-handed. Pitch left-handed, batting left-handed. Batting cleanup, going to say he's a good hitter.
Comes first pitch.
Popped up.
Popped up over side. There. Oh.
Hayden Seifring comes over and catches it in foul territory, but almost overran it. Gets it back in quickly so that Kerg can't score from third. So two outs now.
Braylon Byers.
Batting next for the wave, number 17, Braylon Byers.
Where was he playing at?
Somewhere out there. Let me look here.
First pitch comes in. Ball
he's
inside.
Shortstop.
Shortstop.
So, Michael, you got your microphone there? Does these guys hit pretty good?
Depends on the day.
I hope this isn't their day. Middle of the lineup. That's ooh, another popped up.
Garkey's going to catch it.
Yep, just in foul territory at third base. So they got a couple of runners on first and third. Couldn't get them in, so we played an inning. Indians lead 3-0. We'll be back in just a little bit.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from CSG Consulting. Zaysha, they help businesses and individuals build smart strategies using financial modeling and analysis. CSG assists with keeping an eye on performance, managing business dashboards, and analyzing budget differences. They also help adjust strategies and manage change because what worked before might not work tomorrow. Their focus is on understanding all the moving parts in your operation to keep everything balanced and on track. You can learn more at csgconsulting.us or call 419-852-4049 or 614-551-4631. Thank you, CSG Consulting, for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Wendell's Barbecue at the St. Joe store.
Wendell's Barbecue is open Tuesday through Saturday and serves pizzas, gourmet burgers, smoked brisket, pulled pork creations, and hand-cut fries cooked in beef tallow. Wendell's also features daily food specials, offers catering for events of all sizes, and operates a mobile food truck that appears at locations around the area. Find more on the Facebook page or call 419-375-4074.
We thank Wendell's Barbecue at St. Joe for supporting community radio on the Tribe 107.3 WFRC-LP. Our museum will begin this year's monthly speaker series on Sunday, May 31st, hosting Zachary Destel, curator of the Sons of the American Revolution Museum, and he'll talk about the Charleville muskets, the main weapon used in the two battles here at Fort Recovery. There will be two sessions that day, 1 o'clock and 3:30, and there will also be one-hour guided battlefield tours at noon and 2:30. This is a great opportunity to find out more about the importance of the Charleville muskets that were the weapon of choice for the U.S. Army at the time of the battles here. Speaker Zachary Destel at the museum, Sunday, May 31st, at 1 o'clock and 3:30, with optional guided battlefield tours at noon and 2:30.
Welcome back. Playing at Greenville, top of the second inning. It'll be the bottom of the order, Reese Lefevre, then back to the top with Reese Wendell and Colson Post. Indians leading 3-0 after one inning.
That was bad for the Indians.
And another one of our kind of patented two-out rallies. First two guys get out, and we put six more batters to the plate and come away with three runs. So see what Reese Lefevre can do to get us going here in the top of the second.
Hopefully he's got another night like he did senior night.
Yep.
He played great.
He played really well in the field and at the plate.
Yep.
Michael Fox Out there on the mound, left-hander.
Comes the first pitch to Lefever. Ball outside.
Yep, not a bad pitch. Must have been a little off.
Yep. Comes the pitch. Swing and a miss.
Fooled him on that one.
Yeah.
Ball and a strike.
1-1. That's popped up. I don't even know where it's at.
Yeah, it's right side somewhere, but we'll see if he comes up. Oh, the umpire said out, so that
it must have caught it.
It was out of our sight, so out of our line of vision. So I'm going to assume that either the catcher or the first baseman caught it. I think the first baseman probably caught it. So
Reese Wendell's going to step up to the plate. And he's going to get a hit this time.
Yep.
Comes the first pitch, ball in the dirt.
Turf. I promise you, if I was doing the play-by-play, it would be dirt. I would say it every single time.
I'm not going to get used to saying turf.
Well, if it was red or blue or something instead of brown, we might instantly not say dirt, but it's brown.
Looks real.
Yes.
Another one in turf.
Yep.
Hit the same spot on the backstop. Both got past the catcher.
Ball might be a little bit wet. He might be losing a little grip on that.
His towel's wet, so he's using the catcher's. You see that? It's popped up. I think it's going to be dead.
Out of play.
Yep.
Right side. Left our line of sight, I saw it go way up, but I couldn't tell if it was going to be center field or out of play. So I think it's two balls and a strike. Is that right? Or did he foul another one off somewhere?
What'd he say? I think it's 2-1. I think that's what he said.
I believe that's right.
Showed it quick. It's ball high.
Yep, might as well walk him.
Yep.
Reese is good at that. Or get plunked.
We'll take either.
Yep.
As long as it doesn't hurt him.
Swing and a miss.
Is that a full count?
Yep.
Here comes the full count pitch. Foul ball.
Yep, foul back to the screen. Rolls right back to Reese.
They don't want that ball. Must be wet.
And it just bounced off of the bricks. So they probably mess around with it a little bit. For $5, I'd go out and get him a whole stack of towels to wipe the balls and the plate off with.
Oh, good.
Shot
rip.
Right over the third baseman's head.
Yep.
Right down the third baseline, right field or left field line, and left fielder gets it back in. One out single for Reese Wendell.
Batting next, number one, Post.
Colson's going to bat now. And I'm going to guess Reese will steal second sometime.
Yep.
And is that bat?
Yep. Depending on if I don't know how we're going to play it. If Colson gets a chance to see something good, he might be swinging away right off the bat. But he'll probably take a couple of pitches, probably at least one strike before he swings to give Reese a chance to.
And there's called strike.
Yep. I think he was taken all the way to let Reese get a judge on the pitcher. I think Reese is third in the MAC in steals. Swing and a miss.
And there goes Reese. Oh, he slid past, but.
Ooh, yep.
But the shortstop dropped the ball, got lucky there. Yeah,
he was there in plenty of time. Shortstop dropped the ball, and he went past and crawled back.
Yeah. Turf, you'll slide pretty far on wet turf.
Yep.
That's a great question. I have no idea.
I never remember. We'll see what the umpire says here. He'll probably let us know here. Nope. Yep. One ball, two strikes. Yep. Here we go, Colson.
Oh,
there we go. Rips one into right field.
That's
going to
be
line.
Foul.
Yep. Look, from when it left the bat, we only have a limited distance we can see from when it goes off the bat. I thought it was going to be about 20 or 30 feet fair, but it's foul.
And I think it came off the bat about 130 miles an hour.
Yeah. Yeah.
Curveball. Foul ball.
Yep.
Right off the catcher's face.
Yeah. But didn't seem to bother him any.
Nope.
A couple of new baseballs in there. The drier one. Count still stays. Ball two strikes. That's a swing and a miss.
Hey.
So Colson 0 for 2 today. That'll bring Luke Fortkamp. He started our two-out rally.
Batting next, number 77, Fortkamp.
Mm-hmm. Started off with a single and see what he can do here. A little low.
Ball low. No one was holding Reese on there. It's probably not a good idea.
Yeah, he's going to – if he gets even a half a chance, he's going. Always does.
There he goes.
He's already going. Throw down there.
He almost slid past third there.
The throw went to the foul side of third base by about 4 or 5 feet, and Reese almost slid right to the player and stood up in front of him. He still had his foot on the base. So he's at third. Easy to get him in now, Luke.
We'll be fine if he steals home and slides past home.
Yeah, he's okay with that.
As long as he touches it.
Yeah.
Comes pitch. Ball low.
I think that's two balls, no strikes, I believe. I believe. I think he did 2-1. Must have missed a pitch. The scoreboard guy isn't here today. Since it's not a scheduled thing, there's a swing and a miss. 2-2.
Comes 2-2 pitch. It's going to be fouled.
Yep. Over to the.
You almost got Garkey.
Yep, Garkey over there.
On deck.
Yep. There is no on deck circle, but that's where he was, but near the coach. Third base side. Foul back.
He's staying alive.
Yep, he's going to find him one he likes and see if he can put it in the green. I think it's still a ball and two strikes.
Yeah.
Umpire dropped one of the balls he had in his stash. Left-handed Fox, ready to go.
Here it comes. Oh, stay fair.
Hit the bag.
Oh, fair ball.
It hit the third base bag and
that's
shot to the left.
That's going to score Reese Wendell.
Yep. And if it hits the bag, it is fair. And it hit the basically hit the side of it and shot out to the left. So we get another run in. And Luke is 2 for 2 today. Gets him an RBI this time. He was started off the two-out rally the last time. Alex Garkey. Now comes to the plate, playing third base today. Brody Hart catching on deck. Two outs.
Comes first pitch to Garkey. Looked like a curveball.
Yep.
But stayed high.
Stayed really high.
Ball inside.
Yep.
Must have been.
Yep, didn't look too bad. The Fox is looking at him like, okay. Going to move the plate. I thought I threw that one over the plate.
Going to be 2-0. Here comes third pitch. Another ball.
Yep, that one's low. Alex will be taking this.
Yep.
And assuming that everything goes as planned, Fox will throw a strike and Alex will not swing.
Nope. He's going to walk him on four pitches, and we will take that.
And maybe pitching around him isn't the worst idea in the world anyway. That'll bring Brody to the plate. So Alex has walked both times.
Coach is going to go out there and talk to his guys.
Yep, probably going to be a little bit about the pitcher and a little bit about what are we going to do with runners on first and second. Now, Luke isn't a steal threat. So it's going to be, if the ball comes to you, what are you going to do? And also probably to kind of pump up the pitcher a little bit. But Fox was out of the little huddle there for a while, so he was mostly talking to his infield. So here comes Brody Hart.
Here we go, Brody.
Batting next, number 55, Hart.
Runner on first and second. Brody's stepping up to the plate, first pitch. Ball high.
Yep. First and second, two outs, one run in. Top of the second, Indians leading 4-0, excuse me.
Fouled back behind us.
Yep.
1-1.
Grant Fortkamp on deck. He's DHing today for Reese Lefevre.
Whoa.
Way high.
Guessing that ball was wet.
Yeah. that can't be ideal conditions. Fortunately, this is a scrimmage type game. Win or lose, it doesn't count on your record.
Another ball. We got 3-1?
I believe so.
3-1, yep. Here comes pitch. Ripped it. Foul.
Down the right field. Yep. Down the right field line. Pretty good ways down there, but it was a line shot.
Full count. Brody Hart.
Luke Fortkamp at second. Alex Garkey at first.
Comes the full count pitch.
Oh, swing and a miss. Missed. Tricked him on that one. So that does end the inning, but the Indians come away with a run. We go to the bottom of the second. It's Indians 4, Green Wave 0.
Mercer County Engineer Jim Wiekert is announcing that crews have started the yearly chip and seal work on approximately 90 miles of rural roads in Mercer County and will continue for most of the summer season. Work will begin southeast of Salina and move clockwise throughout the county, ending northwest of Salina. County and township roads with loose stone or loose gravel signs posted are the roads that are scheduled to be chip and sealed this season, and these roads will have temporary closures during the chip and seal process. Any excess stone from the placement of the asphalt emulsion will be broomed off after the asphalt emulsion has set up, usually within a day or two of the chip and seal work. Mr. Weaker reminds you that yard mowing trimmings should not be blown onto the county and township roads. Blowing cut grass on the pavement creates additional prep work to get the roads ready for chip and seal and also impedes the speed of the preparation work. And even more important, blowing excess grass onto the roadway can be hazardous for motorists, especially motorcycle riders, due to the loss of traction. So please blow the first couple of passes nearest the road back toward your property. The grass cuttings can be even more dangerous with rain on the roadway. The County Highway Department thanks you for your patience in helping to keep the traveling public and our county highway workers safe. Support for the Hometown Huddle, the Tribe 107.3 FM, comes from B&D Contracting Incorporated, serving the region for over 30 years. B&D Contracting specializes in custom-built homes, along with remodeling, commercial and agricultural construction, and Sunward steel frame buildings. They focus on providing current building products and modern installation methods for each project. More information is available at bdcontractinginc.com or by calling 419-375-4855 or 419-234-2976. We thank B&D Contracting for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, the Tribe 107.3 FM.
Wave number 19.
Welcome back to Greenville. Indians playing the Green Wave, going to the bottom of the second inning. Indians leading 4-0. First batter for the Green Wave.
Troy Levy, he's a senior.
First baseman.
Where are we at in the lineup?
Six, seven, 8-9.
Okay. And that's popped up.
Should have let it go.
Was he there?
Nope.
Yep.
So that was a one hopper. It was probably going to end up foul, but Garkey charged it, grabbed it, threw it over to first, and not in time. It was kind of a slow one hopper. And the next time it hit, of course, it could have very easily jumped into play very well, but I think it was going to go foul, but we'll see. Ethan Jones, batter. He bunts.
Man, he bunts.
Nice bunt.
They're going to get him at first, but he's going to advance a runner.
Yep. Fort Camp comes off the mound and underhands it over to Caden, and it's one out, but sacrifices the runner to second base.
Brody Bauman
stepping up to the plate with one out and a runner on second. Comes the first pitch from Luke. Ball low outside.
Bauman's a center fielder. Michael, what do you know about Bauman? Is he a pretty good hitter, pretty great fielder,
Bauman's,
I'd say?
Bauman's out in the outfield, pretty skilled outfielder. Haven't seen much hitting, but there's a
base hit
for him today.
Yes, sir. Went right between first baseman and second baseman, and neither one of them had a chance to get it, so that advances a runner to third. There's one out, and they got to have the runners on the corners with
batting next for the wave, number 12, Layden
Wyan. All right. Layden Wyan is going to be hitting next for Greenville.
One out, runners on the corners. Can be followed by the top of the order.
Hopefully hits a grounder here to Colson at shortstop. We can turn two. Get out of this. Ball outside. Brody was sliding around back there.
Swing and a miss.
Oh.
Through to second. It bounced two times. I'm going to say that slipped right out of Brody's hand. He just almost bounced it on the mound. He's usually dead accurate. He threw it straight. It hopped three times.
Good stop by Brody. Ball low outside.
So Bauman did get to second. I've lost track of the count. I think it's one and one, maybe?
Yeah.
Two balls and a strike. Oh, awesome.
Foul ball. I can't even see the scoreboard.
Yeah, I can sort of see it, but I'm not sure if I can see the count. Yep. Looks like 2-2 count.
2-2. Here comes the pitch. Popped up.
Very high, right side.
Towards our first baseman, and he's going to catch it, foul territory. For the second out.
Yeah, the runners have to stay. So that takes them back to the top of the order.
Number three, Chili Jasinski.
Chili Jasinski, top of the order here.
He grounded to the second baseman first time up.
Here comes first pitch to Chili. Ball low.
So, Michael, that Chili's a friend of yours and a friend of Benson's, isn't he?
Yep. Chili, yeah, a great baseball player. He was actually named second team All-MVL. So
that's pretty good.
Yep.
Pretty
Another
good
ball
deal.
Low.
Shortstop for the Green Waves. That one's low.
Going to be 3-0 now.
Let's go, Luke.
Here comes the pitch. Ball walked him on four pitches. Him up. Next is going to be number 30, Isaac Kurd. He's going to hit their catcher.
Up to bat, number 30, Isaac Kurd.
So they have runners at every base. Two outs. Let's bear down here, boys.
Let's get out of this.
Go to any base.
Comes first pitch. Base is loaded. Called strike.
Yep, right on the outside corner, I guess.
Good spot. Comes the second pitch. Swings on it.
Oh,
great play by Colson.
Man, that was a hard shot. A one hop backhand and makes the great play and makes sure he has it. Flips it over to second base covering, and that is out number three on the force. Man, that was needed. So they leave the bases full, and it's – end of two, Indians leading 4-0.
The Trinity Lutheran Church's annual ice cream social is coming up on Sunday, June 7th from 4 to 7. It'll be drive-through only this year, and the ice cream will be available at a set price in half gallons only. The ice cream is made by Young's Jersey Dairy in Yellow Springs, and they have all your favorite flavors. Peaches and cream, sea salt caramel, strawberry, chocolate, and vanilla, with 8 flavors in all to choose from. They'll also have all their favorite sandwiches, hot dogs, coney dogs, sloppy joes, and cream turkey, and the sandwiches will be for a free will offering. The money raised will go to their friends in need. Don't miss it, the Trinity Lutheran Church's Ice Cream Social from 4 to 7 p.m. on Sunday, June 7th at the corner of Wayne Street and 49. It'll be drive-through only this year. Support for the Tribe 107.3 WFRCLP comes from Medler's Furniture in Portland and A Simple Touch located in downtown Fort Recovery.
These local businesses offer furniture and home decor from each business in both stores and are supporters of Fort Recovery Team Sports. Contact A Simple Touch at 419-375-5306 or shopasimpletouch.com. And Medler's Furniture at 260-726-4570 or medlersfurniture.com.
We thank A Simple Touch and Medler's Furniture for supporting our baseball broadcasts on Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
Welcome back to Greenville. Just got a message from Chuck that the Memorial Day ceremonies at the bridge and at the memorial at the Monument Park have been canceled for tonight because of the weather, and probably rightfully so. A lot of people out there kind of trying to be standing around out there in the cold and damp is not a good idea, especially since it is a lot of veterans that are actually doing that, and we do not need to give them problems. So the Memorial Day festivities have been canceled. If there's going to be a redo for a different time, that hasn't been announced yet. We will let you know on WFRC, the Tribe, 107.3, and on FortRecoveryRadio.com, and I'm sure they'll have it on Facebook. And so back to you, Grant Fortkamp, coming to the plate.
Yep.
Nope, that's not Fox on the mound now, is it?
No, we got a skinnier guy on the mound now.
Yeah, I can't see his number. 26, I believe. Bryce Shepherd. Does that
first
look like so that might
strike.
Be Michael?
Yeah, that's correct. Bryce.
Yep. Bryce Shepherd.
He is on JV most of the year this year, but coming up to pitch today.
Yep, and might as well. Going to need him in the tournament if you get very far, so need to have a good second pitcher, maybe some relief. So
there's a ball in the dirt. Gets past the catcher. He's going to make the umpire go get it.
Usually the on-deck guy does, but the dugouts are pretty far away from home plate.
That's quite the hike. Ball high.
Grant had one of the singles first time up, drove in a run, maybe two.
Another ball high.
Yeah, losing a little control of the ball, a little dampness.
Yeah.
3-1.
That one is a strike. Going to be full count now.
Yeah, he was taking that one all the way. That was. I'm thinking he's thinking, you let me know you're going to throw that again, and I'll put one way out there.
And here it comes. Foul ball, fouled back.
Caden will go get this one.
Yeah. But he's going to throw it over to Greenville. He didn't want it.
Yeah, I don't blame him.
Full count pitch. Fouled towards our dugout.
Battling.
Yep. Comes another full count pitch. And he's going to get walked ball high. Grant Fortkamp on first base. Caden Homan stepping up to the plate.
Batting next for the Indians, number 10, Homan.
Getting a sign from coach.
Yep.
And here we go. Comes first pitch. Ball low.
Bryce Shepherd, the new pitcher. High and inside.
Think Grant's going to steal?
Yeah, he probably will. I hadn't been thinking about that. He's nobody out. He's at first base on a leadoff walk.
Ooh.
Slow curve way ahead of it.
Yep. Comes the pitch.
Ooh. There goes Grant.
It's going to be a ball. Grant slides in there safely.
He's way. He slid, bounced over the bag. Might even.
He started sliding once he got to the bag.
Yeah. Might have cracked his tailbone on the bag when he hit there. So this is really good for us because if we play deep enough, we will play on turf. And we need to know. Number one, how's it going to slide when it's damp? And we're going to have to figure out that day how it's going to slide when it's – it would be nice to be able to get that game in on Monday because that was turf Newton. So that's another walk. Runners at first and second. That'll bring Hayden Seifring to the plate.
Batting next for the Indians, number 7, Seifring.
So Grant at second with the steal. One pitch later, Caden walks. We'll put him over there anyway. Hayden, the center fielder, at the plate.
Oh.
Bounces.
Here goes Grant.
Bounced in front of the plate and probably a little outside, it looked like. Yeah, the damp baseball is not helping anybody. So second and third, still nobody out.
Ball high.
I think it's two balls, no strikes.
Oh, yeah. I have no chance of seeing that.
I can see the ball thing. If I stand up, stick my head out the window, I can see pretty much the whole thing.
There was a ball.
Yep. So,
comes the pitch. Ball a little high. He's going to be walked.
Four pitches.
Bases loaded. Brings Reese Lefevre to the plate.
number nine batter, and he'll be followed by Reese Wendell.
What did he do last time?
He flew out to the first baseman, popped out to the first baseman.
Oh, we're pulling the pitcher. Putting yep. Putting a new guy in.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's saying I can't. I have zero control with this damp baseball. So let's take a little break. Let's just hang here for a second. Mike, you got a chance to talk to us for a second? You've seen a lot of the green wave baseball, haven't
yep.
you? So they have pretty good balance batting all the way up down the lineup, or are they just they're really good at the top and not so good at the bottom, or how are they?
They're pretty spread out. I mean, you got Chile, Isaac, Gibson, and Foxy at starting off, and then you got Ethan yeah. Jones towards the middle. Those are some of our big hitters. And then, other than that, it's just
good players.
Guys, yep.
And, well, that's good. So they beat, I forgot who you said,
they
Carroll?
Beat Carroll yesterday in their first tournament game. Mm-hmm. It was a home win. It was fun to watch.
Do you know offhand who they're going to play next or when?
I think they have Butler.
Oh, Vandalia Butler. So,
yep.
Yep. Now, I just happened to see that there's a Mercer County name. I was looking at the league stats, and there's a Deuce that plays
Deuce.
For them.
And Kobe Deuce.
I'm pretty sure that was right. And if I remember correctly, his dad played at Coldwater. And they it might be a teacher or something down there. We have several Mercer County people in the Northmont and Vandalia Butler system. And I believe at one time Vandalia Butler had a Toby that was on their coaching staff, and he passed away from cancer a couple of years ago. But there's several Mercer County people that have gotten jobs in Dayton, and they live on the north side of town. And so I just happened to see the dues on there and decided he was probably one of the Coldwater. His dad was probably one of the Coldwater guys. So
that may be true.
Yep, I didn't see the new pitcher's number.
Jonathan Mayo, number 14.
Okay. Yep.
Sophomore.
Yep. See if he can hang on to the ball.
Is he usually varsity?
Yeah, Jonathan has stayed on varsity most of the year. Comes in to pitch here and there.
Yep. So Shepherd had all kinds of trouble with that damp baseball. Here comes Reese LeFevre at the plate. That's called strike down.
That looked a little low.
Yep, down at the bottom of the zone, we'll call it.
Comes another pitch. And straight to the third baseman. He's going to come home. Wild throw. We're going to score Grant.
And I will promise you that did not that was not where he was aiming at. It came to the left first base side, slipped right out of his hand. You could see it. It's tough situation here for the fielders. So far, we've been okay, and our pitchers have been okay. Not great, but okay. But so we go back to the top, Reese Wendell.
Wet ball's giving them all kind of problems.
Yes, it is.
First pitch to Reese. Strike. Called strike.
Third inning, Indians leading, I believe it's 5-1, 2-0, excuse me.
Comes another pitch. Third baseman again gets under him. Another error for him.
Yep, took a weird hop.
Yeah. Oh. LeFevre slid safely in there. He started sliding about halfway to second.
So he's at third. And
batting next for the Indians, number one, Post.
Colson Post stepping up to the plate, batting left-handed.
Should be 7-0, correct?
I believe so. I'm checking her here. 4, 5, 6. Yes. Yep. That swinging at the first pitch gets me behind.
Comes the first pitch to Colson. Popped up to the pitcher.
Little bouncer.
He's going to throw it to first. I believe he's out.
Yep. Umpire. Yep. Calls him out. We can't see from here, but the runners stay at first and second, or second and third, excuse me. That moved Reese over there.
Up to bat number 77, Fort Camp.
It's going
to
bring Luke Fort Camp up. And he's going to bring in a couple runners here.
Yep, one out. Yes, he is.
We got two in scoring position.
He's singled and singled.
First pitch, ball.
He started off that first inning two-out rally.
Yep.
He's done that a lot.
Comes another. Oh, ball high. Almost got his bat. Left it up there. Comes the third pitch.
Ripped. Yeah. Foul. To the, if the coach had been in the coaches in the in the front corner of the coach's box, he'd have got hit. Because I don't think he could have gotten out of the way in time. That was a shot. Mayo ready. Looks like he has a little better control of that damp baseball. Nope.
Well, you kind of ate your words
that,
there.
Yes, I did. Hit right hit in front of the plate and off to the first base side and bounced past the catcher, but it hit the bricks and came back quickly, so Reese LeFevre couldn't be heading in from third base. So Mayle, he must have heard me prove me wrong. That one lost control of that one, too, and that's a walk.
Bases loaded. Alex Garkey coming up to the plate.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Luke with, Alex with two
batting
walks. Luke
had
Garkey. Two walks or two singles before this walk, and then Alex is coming up with two walks. So he loves to hit, but he will take a walk. These guys will get on base any way they can. That one's high.
How many outs we got?
One out.
One.
I had to check because it didn't seem right. They had a couple of chances, but the damp baseball got them a couple of times.
Ooh, yep. Man. Got them again.
Yep, that one bounced in front of the plate. That catcher is doing
about 6 foot in front of the plate.
Doing as good a job as he can possibly do to keep that ball in front of him. Keep some more runs from scoring. So I've lost track of the count, but I think it's 2-0, 2-0.
And, my goodness. Wow. Smoked Reese LeFevre. Good thing he was in foul territory.
Wow. He just ripped that ball down the third baseline, and Reese jumped up. He's showing where he got just grazed on the inside of his left knee. But Reese jumped up, and if he hadn't jumped, he got hit in the chest and knocked down.
Probably knocked out.
Yeah.
That was
yeah.
Ball out.
So you kind of want to make sure you're awake.
Comes the pitch. Popped straight up about 50 feet.
More. Yep. Left there. So the shortstop comes over and grabs it in foul territory right near the coach's box. So that's two outs. That'll bring Brody Hart to the plate.
Batting next, number 55,
Hart. So, Brody's the ninth batter of the inning. Oh. And he lines one into center field.
It may
center
drop.
Fielder.
It does drop. He's going to score a couple. Oh, it got past center fielder.
Two. So, Reese LeFevre scores. Reese Wendell scores. And Fort Camp will come up for the second time this inning.
Batting next, number 23.
He let us off, didn't he?
Yes. And he walked to lead it off. So 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I think I'm counting 10 runs. Let me see if that matches with the scoreboard. They have 9, so they're probably right, and I'm probably wrong.
That one's a called strike. Grant Fort Camp. 0-1. Here comes the second pitch. Ball low. Good stop by the catcher.
That one did not hit the ground.
Pretty close.
Yep. Yeah, it's tough out there with that damp baseball. They keep switching baseballs every chance they get.
Yeah.
Still tough. That's called right at the top of the strike zone. Might have been a little bit high, but the umpires, I think a day like this, he might have expanded his strike zone just a little bit. I think I just saw a ball and two strikes. Yep.
That's ball high. Two balls, two strikes. Swing and a miss.
Yep.
Tagged him out.
Yep. So kind of he fooled him on that curveball. And so we'll do a little tallying here. But I believe we are ahead 9-0 going to the bottom of the third inning.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle coverage on the Tribe, 107.3 WFRC-LP, is made possible by Top Wrench in Fort Recovery. From routine maintenance to engine work, brakes, and diagnostics, Top Wrench keeps your vehicle running smoothly. You'll find them at 110 South Wayne Street in Fort Recovery, or reach them at 419-375-4617. Thanks to Top Wrench for supporting local athletics and powering community radio on the Tribe 107.3, a nonprofit station.
The Fort Recovery Public Library is presenting another Unlock the Box adventure, What Was Unearthed at the Creepy Campout. Bring in your crew and solve all the puzzles to discover what was found. This event will be happening at our library Tuesday, June 16th through Saturday, June 20th during regular library hours, and our library is closed on Thursdays. Pre-registration is required, so get your team registered for your team's 45-minute session by stopping into the library or calling them at 375-2869. Have some fun with your friends and family by playing Unlock the Box, What Was Unearthed at the Creepy Campout. Game dates are Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday, June 16th through 20th during regular library hours. Pre-registration is required, so be sure to call or stop by the library soon to pre-register for this fun event.
The Tribe 107.3 is supported by Wangler Ace Hardware, located in the Fort Recovery Industrial Park. Family-owned for five generations, Wangler Ace Hardware provides a wide range of hardware, plumbing supplies, Milwaukee tools, Traeger grills, and custom paint. More information is available at 419-375-1084 or online at wanglerhardware.com.
Thank you, Wangler Ace Hardware, for supporting the Tribe 107.3.
S-A-T-E-R.
Hey, we're back here at Greenville.
Sater Street is right up here. So.
Sater.
Oh, actually, it's behind us.
Okay.
Sater Lanes. Bowling alley that was on here. So we have Steyer and Fox and Byers for the Green Wave.
And we got Clinky on the mound.
Yep. Lefty. Yeah, I forgot to say anything about that because we talked about it when we were off. Lined down the right field line. Out of play. Too far away from anybody to get. Bottom of the third. Dean's leading 9-0.
0-1.
Green Wave had a little problem with the wet baseball pitching and fielding.
Clinky tried a curveball.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Stayed high.
Curveball has fooled many a great batter. There's a called strike down at the knees.
Good spot there. Comes the pitch. Curveball. It's hit over to the second baseman, and we're going to get him at
Reese
first.
Fever with a nice play. Kept his eye on it. Watched it come into his glove, and
Michael Fox is going to come up the bat next.
For the Wave, number 34,
he was the starting pitcher here.
Fox.
He Here comes the first pitch to Fox. It's a ball high.
He's next.
Okay.
Batting left-handed.
1-0. One down.
Facing left-handed pitching, Dylan Klinke.
Comes the 1-0 pitch. Going to make it 2-0.
Stayed a little high. This curveball is on. That'll start off about a foot above your head and come down right at the numbers. That one started about the numbers and hit the plate. Klinke ready. Comes to the plate. Nice pitch. Right down the middle. It was a 3-ball, no strike count. So Fox was not going to be swinging, and Klinke knew he was, could throw a strike and nobody would hit it. There's that one's a little inside. It's a one out walk. Puts a runner at first base.
And here comes Byers to the plate. His first name.
Braylon.
Braylon Byers.
Batting next for the Wave, number 17, Braylon Byers.
Third baseman for the Green Wave.
Here comes first pitch. Called strike. Good spot outside.
Yep.
O-1 count. Here comes a pitch. Fouled back behind us.
No balls, two strikes. Quickly ahead on this one.
Gonna guess he's gonna get him with a curveball here.
Yep, more than likely. You do not throw a no ball, two strike pitch. You do not throw him a strike. He swings at it. Going to bloop that into right field.
Oh, he dropped it. Or he went just under his glove.
It's going to put – oh, throw goes to second base.
Looked like he kicked him there.
Yeah, he slid into second base and knocked Alex Garkey over. The umpire was going to call him foul, and the ball came loose when Alex tumbled completely over. So – that puts runners on second and third.
Batting next, number 19, Troy Levy.
So it looks like everybody's okay there.
Troy Levy is going to be batting next. Good thing he's not wearing metal cleats.
Yeah.
Probably would have hurt a little more.
Yep. So looks like maybe both teams are having just a little bit of trouble with that slide on the wet turf. I'm giving him a hit on that. Mostly because I couldn't see it, and it doesn't matter a lot.
Ball low to Levy.
Second and third, one out. Indians leading 9-0.
That's a called strike.
Nice pitch. This game goes 7 innings. I'm going to guess we'll get at least one more pitcher for the Indians. As of from Wednesday to Wednesday, we will only have 2 guys that have thrown a baseball. So as many guys as we can to at least be in a game and throw real pitches is pretty important when you're getting into tournament time.
Ooh,
not bad. Must have been a little outside, maybe. Maybe a little high.
Guess but so. 3-1 now. Here comes pitch. That'll be a foul ball.
Yep. Brady chases it down. He'll give that one to the umpire to dry off a little bit. Throw a new ball out to Dylan. I believe it's full count now. One out, runners at second and third for the Green Wave.
And here comes the pitch. He's going to walk him. Mm. Just high.
Yep.
And up the bat next, number 33, Ethan Jones. He's a senior for Greenville. Let's see what he's got. First pitch, going to be a ball. Couldn't tell you what was wrong with it.
Bases full. Green Wave.
1-0 pitch. Ooh.
Ripped foul down the third baseline. At least his runner didn't have to jump over it.
Yeah.
He was not quite exactly in line, but just about. He'd have been dancing. Curveball.
Curveball for a ball.
Yep, stayed outside and high. Two balls and a strike.
Comes the pitch. Another curveball, looked like. Stayed high. And he wants a new ball. That one's not spinning for him.
I think they got their ball dilemma solved.
Yep.
Bases full, one out.
Brody was pretty picky picking that ball there.
Yeah.
He made the umpire take out about five to choose from.
And a little high, and that walks in a run.
Nice.
9-1. Base is still full.
And that's going to bring up number 28, Brody Bauman.
Brody Bauman.
And coach comes out. He's going to talk to Dylan a little bit, and maybe a lot of it might be what are we going to do in the infield. See what's going on, but so far he hasn't asked for the baseball, so I'd say he's going to stay in there.
Yep.
So right now they have Byers at third, Levy at second, Jones at first, a single and two walks, and so we've walked three in this inning. Umpire plate, home plate umpire's coming out to break up the chit-chat, and say, time to go, coach, or switch your pitcher. So, of course, Dylan's staying in there. As I said, I think a lot of it is, what are we going to do? Which, if you're this fielder, what are you going to do when the ball gets hit to you and that type of thing? So probably would want to go home with a 9-1 lead. That another run isn't critical, but you do want to keep doing things the right way. Nice pitch. Down a little above the knees.
That one's hit to Garkey at shortstop. Gets him at second. And at first, they turn
two.
What a play.
That was really good. And Garkey had that ball coming to him with the runner running in front of him.
Yeah.
And that was not going to be easy.
Yep.
So
he almost got ran over again.
Yeah. And the runner was kind of blocking his view a little bit. So they do get a run. So we played three. It's 9-1 Indians. Back in a minute.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LP comes from Pub 49 Bar and Grill, located in downtown St. Anthony, just north of Fort Recovery. Pub 49 is a locally owned and operated restaurant, open 7 days a week starting at 7 a.m., serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Their menu includes a variety of items such as chicken, pork chops, pizza, wings, ribs, and fish dinners. A pizza buffet is offered on Wednesdays at lunch and on Saturday evenings. Meals are available for dine-in or carry-out with a drive-through window for pickup orders. Catering service is also available for your special events. More information is available on the Pub 49 Facebook page. We thank Pub 49 for supporting the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LP. It's back. Summer basketball at the Fort. Starting in June, there will be open court play at Fort Site Park every Tuesday and Thursday morning from 9 to 10:15.
Come on the days you can make it, and you don't have to play every day. This is open to kids from 4th to 8th grades, and there's no charge to play. You'll need to sign up ahead of time at KarenSmithMeiring@yahoo.com, and you'll need your mom and dad's names and phone numbers, the student's name and grade level, and other important information. Snacks will be provided, but you'll need to provide your own water. Girls are welcome to play, and if enough girls sign up, they'll set up a separate day for them. This was a very popular activity the last several years, and it just keeps growing. Don't get left out. Summer basketball at the Fort, Tuesday and Thursday mornings at 9 a.m. starting in June. Register ahead of time at KarenSmithMeiring@yahoo.com.
Welcome back to Seder Park here in Greenville. Indians leading 9-1, going to the top of the fourth inning here. Lights are on. Field is beautiful. I believe all the rain and drizzle might have stopped. It's still, there's concrete and all that is still wet. And the I'm pretty sure we have a full half dozen fans here, that, especially since this wasn't really on the schedule. Most people didn't know about it, and they're not going to come sit in the rain for a game that's technically a scrimmage. So first pitch, I believe, was a little high. Is that right?
Yeah, it was high. You know, on Caden Homan up the bat. 1-0. Second pitch is high, ball two.
I can't believe they started the game. I wasn't through jabbering.
I know. They should have waited.
Yeah, it should have. Caden's due.
Comes the 2-0 pitch. That one's going to be a called strike.
He has a single and a walk today, so he's done well today, but he's had a kind of a slump streak going for a little while. He's been hitting the ball, it won't drop in, and then the next time he can't get a hit and can't put the bat on the ball. And so need him to start coming around, and as of so far today, he has been doing exactly that, single and walk.
That was a ball there, and here comes another.
Oof. Swing, miss.
Full count, I believe. Is that right?
Yep.
Comes a full count pitch. Ball high.
Button's high.
Send him to first.
So two consecutive walks after a first inning single. And
batting next, number seven,
Hayden Seifring. Seifring, our left fielder.
Comes first pitch to Hayden. That must have been inside. Ball one.
Jonathan Mayle still on the mound for the Green Wave.
Comes another pitch. That's ripped pretty good.
Oh, great play by the right or left fielder. I thought he had no chance. That was just right down the line, a line drive, and he came a long way and caught that ball.
That was great play.
That was really good. Man, that had double written all over it.
We got Garrett Diller hitting.
Yep. Okay.
Batting next, number 19, Diller.
So I'm curious if he'll stay in the game and field and move somebody around.
Called strike, first pitch.
If Reese will go back to second base. It's not, again, not a bad thing to get as many guys at the plate as we can possibly get.
Ball high. Oh.
That one hits the plate and bounces back way high off the screen.
Yeah.
And
Caden is going to steal second.
Yep, just kind of strolls on down there. And, again, if you're listening back in the Fort, the Memorial Day ceremonies for tonight have been canceled. I do not know if they're going to plan to make it up. Just stay tuned to the Hometown Huddle and Facebook and anything else you can to keep track of what's going to be going on if we reschedule it or it's just canceled for the year.
And it's going to be 3-1 now for Garrett Diller.
He'll be followed by Reese Wendell, top of the order. That's a nice call.
That's going to make it full count. That was a good spot, good pitch. Going to have to work for it. Come full count pitch, fouled back. He's battling.
Let's go, Garrett.
Reese Wendell's going to grab the foul ball. He's hustling.
Can't stand still.
Here comes full count pitch. Oh, swing and a miss.
Up near the eyes there, and it's hard to let that one go by.
That brings up Reese Wendell.
99 Wendell.
Caden Holman at second base. Leadoff man, Reese Wendell. He's been up three times. He struck out swinging in the first inning, on with a single in the second inning, and on with a ball that was hit pretty sharply, and the third baseman couldn't play it correctly in the third inning. That one's a called strike, I believe.
It was just a joke.
Ball outside.
Two outs, one ball, one strike.
It looked glowing. Doesn't he kind of look glowing?
Jonathan Mayo, pitcher.
Ball high. Two one here. Two outs. Reese went.
Colson Post waiting over there to get Reese on so he can bat.
Ooh, oh, swing and a miss. Reese.
Mm. Fooled him really good on that one.
Yeah. Two count. Comes the pitch. Fouled back.
A little piece. Battling.
Who's for recovery's best batter?
We have a bunch of it changes every game. Reese is usually our best batter, Mike. That's why he's a leadoff man, but sometimes he'll just get in funks where he can't get going, and then he'll have at-bats like this where he'll foul him off till he gets a pitch he wants. But we've had the bottom of our order do really well several games. One of the guys, they call him the second leadoff batter. He bats fifth or sixth and generally gets a hit and gets things started. And we've had a lot of times when the bottom of our batting order does a really good job. What's our count here? I've been jabbering again. Full count, I believe.
Full count.
Yep.
Full count pitch.
Swing and a miss on a bad pitch.
Ah.
Fooled him on that one. So we didn't score any of that inning. That's okay. So we go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Indians leading 9-1 over the Green Wave.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Miracle Lanes in Fort Recovery, offering bowling, family fun, and a place for the community to gather. Hey, Harry Carey, tell us more.
Hey, they've got lanes for parties and celebrations and open bowling on the weekend. In the kitchen, it's wings, pizzas, sandwiches, wraps, and subs. Plus a pizza wing and salad bar buffet every Friday at lunch. For more information, the number's 419-375-4274.
We thank Miracle Lanes and Fort Recovery for their support of the Tribe 107.3. Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Cooper Farms, family-owned and operated since 1938. With locations in Mercer, Dark, Van Wert, and Paulding counties, Cooper Farms produces a wide variety of turkey, ham, and chicken products, along with table eggs and liquid eggs distributed across North America. They're also proud to give back through community initiatives right here in Northwest Ohio. Learn more at cooperfarms.com. Thanks to Cooper Farms for supporting local athletics and the Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 is supported by Hull Brothers Case IH, serving farmers and families for more than 125 years. Located in Fort Recovery, Hull Brothers offers new and used tractors from Case IH and Kubota, plus parts and service to keep your equipment running strong. They also carry mowers and outdoor gear from Grasshopper, Cub Cadet, and Toro. Learn more at hullbros.com or call 419-375-2827. Thanks to Hull Brothers for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and today's broadcast on the Tribe.
We're back here at Greenville. Greenville is going to be hitting 9-1-2, starting off with, who we got? Layden Wyant. And we still got Dylan Klinke on the mound. Here comes the first pitch. It'll be a ball low. On deck for the Greenville is going to be Chili Jasinski. That's fouled back. Here comes the pitch. Ball high.
Two balls and a strike. Indians with a fairly comfortable 9-1 lead, but the way we saw some
that's going to be a cold strike.
Sharply hit balls played in the wet turf, things can happen pretty quickly.
Ooh. Just missed.
Not bad.
Just missed there.
Full count.
A little outside.
On the first batter.
Oh, he walked him.
Wyand takes a leadoff walk. You don't want to do that to the number nine batter.
Here comes Chili Jasinski.
Batting next for the wave, number three, Chili Jasinski.
All kinds of ruckus going on up here.
Isaac Kurd on deck.
First pitch is going to be a strike.
Strike down at the knees. Good call. Good pitch. Dylan throwing lefty, of course.
Second pitch, that's going to be fouled towards our dugout. It's going to go in our dugout.
Yep.
What a shot.
Hit the wall and hit that little fence on the back side and bounced right back in. It was traveling pretty well. The ball's two strikes.
Yes. Always goes to the boys' games. Yes. Sits at the top. That's not the same dude.
Oh, he's going to try to pick him off.
Klinke.
He's going to make it back in time.
Yep, didn't see the play, but he didn't throw it over real hard. He just let him know he's there. Let him know we're watching.
Ball out.
Yep, one ball, two strikes.
Here comes the curve.
Good call. Runner's going. Throw it down.
Oh, just in there.
Safe.
Brody kind of double pumped it there.
Yep. I think that he wasn't sure who was going to cover at second base. And by that time, there's just enough time for him to get down there, for Ryan to get down to second. So two balls, two strikes. That one's outside.
Going
to
make it full count.
Back in the groove, Dylan. Lifted into center field. They were playing in the wrong place. That gets a gap.
Reese Wendell's going to pick it up and throw it straight to second.
Yep. Oh. And Wyand comes in to score. It's 9-2.
That's going to bring up number 30, Isaac Kerrg.
Batting next for the Wave, number 30, Isaac Kerrg.
He's next.
On deck, Gibson.
Stayer.
Stayer.
We get that right?
Stayer.
Stayer. We were close.
We got it right one time, Michael.
Michael likes to make us feel like an idiot.
Yeah. Smiling. And that's okay, because I'm pretty sure he's right.
Yeah. Let's say.
Okay, looks like everybody's ready. Jasinski at second with the RBI double. Beautiful hit out there into the gap and pretty much dead center field, because I think Reese was playing to the right field side of second base. At least that's what it looks like from here.
First pitch is a ball off the turf. Brody kept it in front. Going to be 1-0.
Brody's going to have a bruise on his leg from wiping the baseball. He's rubbing pretty hard on that. One ball, no strikes.
Here comes the pitch. Ball inside.
Yep. Not bad, but wasn't quite there. Nobody out. One run in. Jasinski at second base. Kerrg at the plate. Stayer on deck. He thinks he's got a good grip on it here. Get the sign from Brody.
Right. He's going to walk him.
Well.
And that brings up number 9, Gibson Stayer.
I think I mentioned we had a 9-1 lead. Yep, he's going to get the ball from Dylan.
Batting next for the Wave, Caden Holman's going to
come in to pitch.
Stayer.
So, I was kind of mentioning before this, what appears to be a comfortable 9-1 lead. And with that wet turf and things not going exactly right, things can change pretty quickly. So far, there's nobody out. First three runners have reached base for the Green Wave. Wyand walked. And he came in on Jasinski's double to the gap in left center. And Kerrg walks. Now we're bringing in Caden Holman. He'll warm up a couple of pitches. And just while we're got a little break, want to make sure everybody knows back in the fort that the Memorial Day service that was scheduled for tonight has been canceled. I don't believe there's going to be a reschedule, but there could be. But if there is, it will be announced on WFRC and on FortRicoryRadio.com and social media, so you'll know if and when it has been rescheduled. But it is off for tonight, and as far as we know, nothing has been rescheduled. So just make sure. I know a lot of people will go to that rain or shine no matter what, but that has been canceled and or postponed for tonight. So the umpire is talking to the next batter here, Stayer, but I think they were just trying to chit-chatting and smiling a little bit. I wasn't sure if he was going to have him do something or not, if he saw something wrong with the uniform or something, but they ended up smiling and going back. So here we go. Stayer steps back
here.
Caden Holman on the mound now.
Good start for him.
Yep. Throws a strike. Just throw strikes, buddy. You have a 9-2 lead here. Another nice pitch.
Neil, I think you were wrong about it being done misting.
Is it missing again?
It looks like.
Darn. That's miserable for those guys out in the field.
Yeah, that.
Every time you touch the baseball, it's going to be slick. That one gets away from Brody, goes all over the place, ends up halfway down the first baseline, and the runner's advanced to now Jasinski's at third, and Kerg is at second. Steyer at the plate. One ball, two strike count. Starting pitcher Michael Fox on deck.
I think we got a batting switch up. GG Jim is on deck.
Oh, okay.
Is that his real name?
Yes.
That's a great name. I love that.
When I saw it, I thought, I love it. Base hit into right field just past diving second baseman. One run scores.
Oh, he's hosed.
The ball came out. Brody had the ball, tagged him, but the player was able to knock the ball loose from Brody's glove, so it is now 9-4. And Steyer at second with nobody out.
GG Jim is batting next for Greenville.
No outs. Left-handed batter. Caden Homan.
Comes the first pitch. Ball low. The dirt.
This young man is a senior. Hits one. Alex Garkey was over covering the runner at second base, and it goes right where he would have normally been. So that is a single. Still nobody out. Runners on the corners.
That's going to bring up Braylon Byers to the plate.
Batting next for the wave, number 17, Braylon Byers.
Well, I kind of wish I hadn't said that out loud about our comfortable 9-1 lead that could easily disappear, because it's going away pretty quick right now.
What do they have now?
Four.
Four?
Yeah. Three, four, yep. And nobody out and two runners on. And they're at number five in the lineup. So they're in the heart of their lineup. First pitch, a ball.
Comes the second pitch. Brody. Oh.
Yep. That was a. He threw it as if they was. Jim went to. Headed for second base on the steal. Brody threw it as if it was going to go to second, but he threw it to Caden, who threw it to third, but the runner at third didn't fall for that. He was back in time. So that's a play that we do a lot. Throw it back to the pitcher who goes immediately to third base. Looked like a pretty good pitch. Might have been a little low. Three balls, no strikes. Runners at second and third now.
Rio pitch.
That's
going to get a strike. Cold. Comes a 3-1 pitch. That's popped up. Looked like it was foul.
Foul out of play. Nobody looks like they're going after it. We can't see from here, so. But just watching the body language, nobody had a chance to get it. Full count. It was over to third back. He was only a step or two off anyway.
Full count pitch. That's popped up. Should be caught.
Luke catches it. First base. And runners all stay.
One down.
Up to bat, number 19, Troy Levy.
Troy Levy steps to the plate, number 19. He's a senior for Greenville. And here comes the first pitch to Levy. going to be high.
Seventh batter of the inning for the Green Wave.
Another ball high.
Runners at second and third with three runs in the inning. 9-4. Indians lead. But it's slowly trickling away.
Yeah. Ooh.
Like a pretty good pitch. Three balls, no strikes.
He's got a better angle than we do.
Yep. But I still think he was wrong.
Yeah, I agree.
And that's high.
Going to walk him.
So that loads the bases again.
Number 33, Ethan Jones, coming to the plate. Another senior for Greenville.
Number 33,
right
Ethan
fielder.
Jones.
First pitch,
very high. One out, bases full. Three runs in the inning for the Green Wave. They have a pretty good rally going here.
Swing and a miss. Good
nice
pitch there by Caden.
Yep. Lined right at Reese Lefevre at second base. He walks over and the runner, of course, was going on the swing of the bat, and that is a double play, and that gets us finally out of the inning. They leave the bases loaded. We've gone through four innings. It is 9-4 Indians.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LPFM comes from Gruby Auctioneering.
Licensed and bonded in both Ohio and Indiana, Adrian Gruby conducts farm, real estate, coins, and collectible auctions, live, online, and simulcast. He's also a licensed real estate agent with Lakeshore Realtors, helping guide clients through each step of buying or selling a home. More information is available at grubyauctioneering.hybid.com or by calling 419-305-9202.
We thank Gruby Auctioneering for supporting the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LPFM.
Tonight's coverage of the Hometown Huddle is supported by Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery. Open Tuesday through Saturday, they serve breakfast, lunch, and dinner with homemade soups and pies on the weekday lunch menu. On weekends, enjoy steak and chicken dinners, and catering is also available. For more information, call 419-375-4888. Thanks to Brick Street Tavern for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and the Tribe 107.3.
Welcome back. And we can't see what kind of rain there is, but the umpires have decided that the conditions are a little too risky to risk keep on playing. So it's probably a good spot. From my understanding, the score is 9-4. I think it has to be 5 to be a complete game, but this is a scrimmage game. It doesn't count for wins or losses or anything. It's basically pitching and batting practice and getting some guys some playing time in between 5 and 6 and 7 days between games. So Indians are ahead 9-4. I won't say we won or lost because if we'd have played more innings and the way the Green Wave was hitting the ball and doing things, we probably would have beating us. So they're calling it before it can be considered a complete game, I think, but it wasn't going to count anyway. So Indians have had 9 runs. Greenville had 4. A lot of guys hit pretty well. I didn't keep track of all the hits and all that. We had a couple of strikeouts. Reese Wendell struck out a couple of times. Brody Hart struck out. And Garrett Diller struck out. And Grant Fortkamp struck out. But that's there's a lot of base on balls. I don't think anybody got hit. There are a lot of walks on each team, mostly because the pitchers couldn't get a good grip on the damp baseball. And several plays in the field, you could tell it was, a couple of times the fielder would pick up the ball and throw in it. It'd just be way out of control because the ball was wet and they couldn't get a good grip on it. So probably a good idea to call the game. But anyway, Indians end up 9-4 ahead, we'll call it, not victory. But we're just going to chit-chat a little bit here. Have Michael McMahon, that's the PA announcer here, and you also play some basketball with Benson. So you guys been, how long have you guys been doing that?
I think we played together for 4 or 3 years. We started with Midwest Explosion.
And you're little kids.
Yeah, yeah. And now we're on a new team for, this is our last year playing AAU, so it's nice that we got to play together one more time.
Good. Now, how, who decides who's on what team? Do you guys kind of get to pick? Does the coach pick? Do you kind of say, hey, we want to play together? How does that all get figured out?
I think it was just luck of the draw. This year I was, it started off just me, and then one day randomly Benson walked into tryouts, so it was
awesome.
Just luck of the draw. We've been together for a while.
That's great. Is that kind of the way it went, Benson?
Yeah.
And now, did you know that he was on the team that you got in and said, yes, I want to be on this team? Or
yeah, I think our moms talked about it. That's why I went over there.
Good. Some behind-the-scenes stuff. Brought
some more kids from my school there, too.
That's good. Yep. That's great. So is there any other guys from Greenville on the team, Michael?
No. Oh. I'm the only one that's doing travel basketball this year.
So how's your game been? Decent? Good? Great?
We've been, as the team so far, the season so far, we've done pretty well. We just can't stick it out in the end. We've lost in the championship multiple times.
Yep. I've heard that from Benson, and is it because it's kind of wears you out after how many games you play?
Yeah, we could play up to 5 games on a Sunday. I mean, just gets gets out of hand sometimes.
Yeah, I don't think I could watch 5 games on Sunday, much less play in one day. So are you a rebounder, scorer, passer?
I think most people know me as a shooter, shooting guard position.
Good.
Yeah, Benson's more of a point guard, so coming down the court together, it's dangerous.
That's good. I like it. Yeah, I got to see Benson play a couple of times this year. He played – Jay County played Fort Recovery early, and we were able to sneak one out against him, and then I got to see him play against Winchester, which wasn't very much competition. But so they had – and it was senior night, so they had a lot of the seniors playing. But, it's just – When you guys are playing well together, that everything seems to work, doesn't it?
Yep. Yep, it's fun.
Yep. Anything else you want to throw in there, Benson?
Nope.
Mike?
I think we're all good.
All right. Well, you did a great job on the PA, I can tell you that.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, you did a great job, and we appreciate you guys having us up here.
Yep, it was fun.
So we'll go back to let's get back to the station in a minute. I want to go to what we have coming up. Next Wednesday, probably are not going to have any other games between now and our tournament game next Wednesday, and that is on the 27th. It'll be at home against Triad. They beat Houston, I believe, 3-1, and that will be at 5 o'clock, and that's a district semifinal game. That's our first tournament game, and it's a district semifinal. And, again, we'll be playing Triad at home on Wednesday at 5. If we would happen to win that one, we would play in the district final game against probably Cincinnati Country Day, the number 3 seed, or St. Bernard Elmwood Place, the number 2 seed. And we don't know where that would be, and it will probably be on Friday at 5 o'clock a week from tonight. So we're going to shut it down from here. We'll be back next Wednesday. Have a good Memorial Day weekend.
You've been listening to the Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 WFRCLP. We're proud to be your hometown voice for Fort Recovery Athletics. A big thanks to our community underwriters for making today's broadcast possible. Until next time, go Tribe!